good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable on Life Talk. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Thursday, September the 2nd, 2021.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga. Today, amongst other topics, we'll be looking at COVID-19, which is affecting many programs in the country and which is also affecting women and their programs, and including the schools, the opening of schools. And before we get there, we noticed that the Ministry of Health is saying, as of yesterday, 1 September, the country had 124,960 confirmed cases, including 113,527 recoveries and 4,438 deaths, with the total vaccinations of 2.6 million against the COVID-19.
And the government and the Minister of Health also says that they need to vaccinate 10 million people for the country to have herd immunity. But they also say that as of yesterday in the country, we had 19 deaths yesterday and 187 people were confirmed COVID-19 positive. So we're going to be looking at some of these issues that are affecting the country at the moment, especially when it comes to COVID-19. But we also saw that during this week, worldwide, the United States, we saw President Joe Biden of the United States pulling out of Afghanistan, and that affected a lot of women, and some have been resettled in Africa. So we'll be giving you a report of the pulling away of the U.S. forces from Afghanistan as we go along in the show, and then come back to our guests who will be sharing with us what programs they are doing during this COVID-19 pandemic.
The Taliban celebrated on the streets of Kabul following the U.S. military's complete withdrawal from Afghanistan and the last American planes leaving. On Tuesday, the U.S. Commander-in-Chief announced the end of America's longest war.
I was not going to extend this forever war, and I was not extending a forever exit.
President Joe Biden repeated his reason to end the war that has spanned 20 years and four American presidents.
So we're left with a simple decision. Either follow through on the commitment made by the last administration and leave Afghanistan, or say we weren't leaving and commit another tens of thousands more troops going back to war. That was the choice, the real choice, between leaving or escalating.
Last week's suicide bomb attacks by ISIS-K, also known as the Khorasan Network, a self-proclaimed branch of the militant group active in Central and South Asia that took the lives of 13 American soldiers and more than 150 Afghans, triggered more criticism of the withdrawal. But some analysts say Biden is right to end the mission now.
In the longer run, I think the withdrawal will look more like the withdrawal from Vietnam. Short-term, a hit. In the longer term, cleared the way for resetting strategic priorities, refocusing American foreign policy, investing in the economy at home rather than the economy abroad.
The withdrawal was also marred by chaotic scenes as Afghans, fearful of Taliban rule, rushed to the airport hoping to be evacuated. Biden defended the operation.
No nation has ever done anything like it in all of history. Only the United States had the capacity and the will and ability to do it, and we did it today. The extraordinary success of this mission was due to the incredible skill, bravery, and selfless courage of the United States military and our diplomats and intelligence professionals.
The administration vowed to get about 200 self-identified Americans still in Afghanistan out of the country. Meanwhile, critics say potentially thousands of Afghans who assisted Americans during the war have been left behind and are now in fear of the Taliban's retribution.
There's been inconsistent policies as to who's the priority at the gate. One minute, the State Department is telling humanitarian organizations and individuals to bring busloads or groups of people in, or telling certain individuals to go there. And then the next minute, it's U.S. passport holders only or green card holders only.
Responding to VOA, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki denied those allegations.
I have no confirmation of what you've just outlined. What I will tell you is that 117,000, approximately, many of them Afghans, people who are not American citizens, were evacuated. That's more people than ever in any airlift in U.S. history.
Following the end of the Afghan war, Biden vowed he would approach foreign policy through the prism of U.S. interests, including how best to continue to keep the American people safe. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
We're hearing there a report by VOA of what's happening in Afghanistan, where we've seen a lot of women also fearing that some of their rights may be violated as the Taliban took over. Over to you, Star.
Yes, the Afghanistan issue, as Mavlas is saying, and one of our topics again is we are also looking at schools and how it's impacting on families, the schools opening, with some of the teachers not attending lessons and, some learners being sent away from school because of non-payment of fees. And all issues related to that, we'll be bringing our experts on education, including Woza member Makoto Ngamahlangu, whose organization has conducted surveys on education and petitioned the ministry, and they have some success stories on the issue. Yabo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma namhlanje. Namhlanje ke sicubungula indaba esichiyeneyo. Okokuqala siyabe sikhangela ke yona i-COVID-19 okuyiyo ephatha ethinta zonke inhlelo ezenzakalayo. Kungenzakala zingakhulumente, kungenzakala zingenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo, kungenzakala zingeze emakhaya emzini yabantu, wonke ke kuyathintwa i-COVID-19 yena edla ubheju hathi elizweni kodwa emhlabeni jikelele. Kungakho-ke siyabe sixoxa ke neengcithi zethu lapha ngokuphathelane le misebenzi abayenzayo. Njengoba kulihlelo oluphathelane labesifazana, sizabe sikhangela-ke ukuthi abesifazana kubaphatha njani lokhu igcikwane leli, lithinta njani inhlelo abaziqhubayo, njalo lithinta njani ukuvulwa kwezikolo zona-ke ezisanda ukuvulwa kathesi. Sibone ukuthi kuloku khonona ngokuthi abanye abantwana babuyiselwe emuva lanxa uhulumente sithi kungenziwa lokho ngoba bengabhadalanga iy'ndleko zesikolo, kuthiwa ama-school fees. Njalo laba abasemabhoding babiselwa kuthiwa balakudla okoneleyo kumbe ababhadalanga ama-fees. Kodwa-ke uhulumente uthi hhayi kungaxotshwa mntwana, abantwana bonke befunde. Sibona laba abalisi besithi labo bayakhalala umsebenzi nxa uhulumente engabe ngezeleli iholo. Kukanti abanye bavele abahambi bathi ngoba benelisi abakutholayo ngulutshwana, kwenelisi ukuyabafikisa ezikolo nxa bebhadala iy'ndleko zamabhasi konke ukuthi baze bayifika. Kukanti bathi bona ababo abantwana bazabafundisa ngani njengoba-ke kungeneli lapha izinto eziningi. Yikho-ke lokhu esabe sixoxa ngakho lokunye. Marvelous.
Tinokuchingamidza vese vapinda pachirongwa chedu parizvino. Anhasi pano paLivetalk tichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvizhinji zviri kuitika panguva ino yeCOVID-19, ichitarisa zvakare mabasa ari kubatwa nemadzimai munyaya yekubatsira vamwe vakatarisana nedenda irori reCOVID-19 parizvino. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti pane zvizhinji zviri kuitika pasi rose. Takaona hurumende yeAmerica ichibuda munyika yeAfghanistan nemusi wechipiri iro svondo rino. Tiri kuona zvakare kuti vanhu vekuzvikoro, vana vekuzvikoro vakadzokera kuzvikoro, uyezve vabereki vazhinji vari kuchema chema pamusoro penyaya yavari kuti iyo kuti pari zvino kuti vaendese vana kuchikoro. Mari dziri kutaurwa muzvikoro dziri kuwanikwa idzo dzakanyanyokwira, uyezve ivo havana mari dzekuti vakwanise kunge vachibhadhara mari dzemaschool fees. Saka tichange tichitarisa zvakare zvimwe zviri kutarisana nevanhu munyika, nyaya yekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka, uyezve nemabasa ari kubatwa nemamwe masangano ari kubatsirawo vaye vatingati mahealthcare workers, kana kuti vamwe madzimai vari kuwanikwa vakazvitakura panguva ino yeCOVID-19 vachizosangana nematambudziko akawanda panguva iyoyi. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa izvozvo. Totarisa zvakare mamiriro akaita nyaya yechitenda nechirwere cheCOVID-19. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti kubva nezuro Zimbabwe yakawanikwa iyo ine vanhu vakashaya vanosvika 19 uyezve pane vanhu 187 vakabatwa nedenda recovid-19 asi kubva denda iri ratanga muna machi gore rapfuura pane vanhu 124,960 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 uyezve 113,527 vakabatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda. Tozotarisa zvakare vakabatwa nedenda iri vakashaya vakamira vari pa4,438 beds. Totarisa kuti nyika pari zvino yawanikwa iyo ichibaya vanhu nhomba vanosvika ivo 2.6 million nekudaudzira. Asi bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti riri kuda kuti riwanikwe iro richibaya vanhu nhomba vanokwanisa ivo kuti vasvike pa10 million kuitira kuti pawanikwe iya inonzi herd immunity. Asi regai timbowana munyarikani wedu wekutanga vari pano pachirongwa timbonzwa kwavari kuti vapinde muchirongwa muzvare Chipo Mulambo timbonzwa kuti zvii zvavari kuita pasi pechirongwa chavari kuedza kubatsira madzimai panguva ino yecovid-19. Regai tiende kwavari tinzwe. Alo, muzvare Mulambo, mungatiudzwawo nezvesangano renyu here uyezve zvamuri kuita kubatsira madzimai?
Makadii henyu? Ndinonzi Chipo Tsitsi Mulambo, ndiri kutaurawo nemi ndiri kuHarare. Tine organization yedu inonzi Rona Flow Foundation. Tingangoti mandate yedu kupromota madzimai nekuvabetsera kuti vaende kuzvipatara vanosununguka zvakanaka. Tiri kuwana kuti vakadzi vakawanda vari kuzofa, vari kufira kudzimba, havasi kuenda kuchipatara, vamwe vanosunungukira pa. Saka takabatanawo tikati tingabetsera vakadzi sei panguva ino yecovid kuti vaende kunosunungukira kuchipatara tidzivirire njodzi.
Mumbotitaurawo neye muchirungu kuti what's your organization doing to assist women during this COVID-19?
Can you say that again?
In English, please.
Or can you repeat the question?
What's your organization doing to assist women?
Okay, so the mandate of the organization is to enhance and promote maternal health in Zimbabwe. As you know, Zimbabwe is one of the highest maternal mortalities in the world. So what we did is we came up with a hamper, which we call the Apona hamper. Basically, it's an incentive. We put together a hamper that entices women to go and deliver at the clinic. We work with about 29 village health workers. Mm-hmm. We piloted the program in Chiweshe. So we work with 29 village health workers there, but our programs are not only restricted to Chiweshe, we are also in Harare. And sometimes if we get a request, we do send out our hampers. So what we do is we put together this hamper. It's got a bucket. It's got cotton wool. It has some baby clothes. It has a bar of soap, a bottle of spirits. And we also put whatever else that we get from donations. The reason why we put this hamper together is because before we even started doing programming work, Tainzwa Kuti, we used to find out that most women, particularly those in the rural areas, will not go to the clinic because perhaps they don't have the cotton wool that they need after delivery, or they don't have a bucket which they are required to bring so they can have water when they deliver. So we found it really sad that a woman can lose her life by ending up having a baby at home unattended. And most of the time we find women end up dying, or they end up, their babies die, or they have birth injuries and there are no nurses. So I can pretty much say our whole thrust is to figure out incentive and to entice women to go and deliver at a hospital or a clinic.
Thank you so much. We were hearing there from Chipo Mulambo, who has an organization based in Zimbabwe. She actually came, relocated back from Canada in November last year to go back to Zimbabwe and start this project. But before we go to start, just hear what Boza are doing in terms of the education system in the country. Let's just take a listen to an interview that I had with the vice president of the MBC Alliance, Amai Linette Karenye Kore, where she was talking about some of the work that they are doing in order to help women during COVID-19. And she also spoke about what she thought about having a female president, vice president in Zambia. We saw that Zambia now has a new president, but Amai Karenye Kore was talking about the vice presidency in Zambia, which is now being headed by a woman. Let's take a listen. Washington, pamusoro pedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Nasi pachirongwa chedu taisa rombo rakanaka tine hurukuro nemumwe wevatevedzeri vemutungamiri webato reMBC Alliance vaNelson Chamisa, amai Lynette Karenye Kore. Regai tiende kwavari tinzwe kuti vakadii kwavari ikoko uye zvekuti vanoona sei zvatakaona zvichiitika muZambia, umo tiri kuona pari zvino mave nemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wemudzimai. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu, amai Kore.
Magadi zvinyuri sei zvako mavhemas?
Aiwa, tiri wadi. Tachiuda kunzwawo pfungwa dzenyu nemamiriro akaita munyika yeZambia, umo takaona mudzimai achipiwa iye kana kuti achivhoterwa kuti apinde pachinzvimbo chemutevedzeri wemutungamiri mutsva weZambia.
Tine mufaro zvikuru semadzimai. Kufunga kwangu ndofunga pasi rose rakagamuchira chiitiko chakaitika kuZambia, chinova chakaragidza kuti purezidendi wemuZambia anoremekedza kodzero dzemadzimai, anoremekedzawo chinhu chinonzi mudzimai. Akaragidza kumapurezidendi mazhinji kuti haiwa, haungaiti baba pamusha uchinge usina amai. Saka akaona zvakanaka kuti akaona akatora munhukadzi akaiswa pachigaro cheuvice president, anobatsiridzawo kuti nyika inge ine utongo hwakanaka. Zvikurukuru isu semadzimai chatakanyanya kukushirwa nacho ndechekuti aiwaka, munyika zhinji hamukoshesi madzimai, asi wezi rasimuka richibva paZambia rinova wezi rinoratidza kuti aiwazvo vana Malawi vakazviita makore aya. MuZimbabwe zvikatombovapo, ZANUPF ikabvisa munhukadzi ikaisa munhurume, asi MDC Alliance inotungamirwa naPresident Chamisa yakaona zvakanaka ikapinza muumbiro rayo payakaenda kuCongress kuti ayo deputy umwe chete anofanira kuita mudzimai. Zvinova ndiwotsoka dzaterwa nedzimwe nyika kuti aiwa, vanhukadzi vanewo chekutaura maringe nezvematongerwo enyika. Saka tinozvifarira uye takanzwa kukoshiswa kuti aiwa, semadzimai tinokoshiswawo.
Tombotarisa kuti Zimbabwe ichange yakatarisana nesarudzo muna 2023, pane zvamukati makadzidza here kubva kuZambia panyaya pekukosha kwevhoti yemudzimai uyezve nevechidiki?
Ndakaona zvakawanda zvandakadzidza kuZambia. Chekutanga chandakadzidza kuZambia ndechekuti vana vatakabereka ndivo vanewo chikamu chakawanda zvikuru sei pasarudzo. Saka ndakadzidza kuti aiwo, savana mai tisu tinobereka vana vasina mabasa, tisu tinovarume mudzimba vasina mabasa, tisu tine hama neshamwari zviri kutambudzika muZimbabwe. Saka zvatingafanira kudzidza ndezvekuti aiwo, savana mai ngatikurudzirei vana venyu, varume venyu nehama dzenyu kunorejista kufuta. So ndakaona zvakakosha paZambia kuti vana mai vakamira neuwandu vakataiwa vana makore ese semadzimai tisu tinopinda mutete tichinovhota vana muchisara kumba. Asi rwendo runo imi sevana marwadziwa kupfuura isu vabereki. Chiendai mumutete. Ndakakosherwa ndichiona vana vemuZambia vachienda vakapfeka magauni kuratidza kuti aiwa, vana mai vedu nana baba vakatidzidzisa asi hatina mabasa. Saka kuti tiwane mabasa ande ndinorejista kuvhota. Chimwe chechipiri ndakakosherwa kuti semadzimai vakakurudzira runyararo. Ndakaona pisi yakaitwa muZambia inova yakaratidza kuti aiwa, kana vanhu vakabatana vakavhota neuwandu, aiwa chekuita hapana, chekuti zvinomirwa, hadzipirwi sarudzo kana vanhu vakasimuka neuwandu. Vanhu zvese ndakadzidza ndechekuti semadzimai ndakadzidza kuti aiwa, kana isu tapedza kuvhota ngatibikirei vana vedu vari kunoenda kunogarira mavhoti, isu tapedza todzokera kuti tinobatsira vana vedu mapolling agents kuti vanzwe kushinga, nekuti kana tauya zvakanyanya saka ndakadzidza zvikuru kuti aiyo savana mai tiisuma team builders tiisuma national builders saka tikaita izvozvo zvechokwadi Zimbabwe inoshanduka 2023 tikawane utungamiri hwavachamisa hunoita kuti vana vedu vawane mabasa varume vedu vawane mabasa isu todya tichiguta zvikoro zvedu zvova nedzidzo yakanaka zvipatara zvoita mishonga masivo sevenzi edu owane kuhora kwakanaka
tombotarisa kuti pari zvino Zimbabwe nepasi rose tiri pasi peshambu yedenda recovid-19 pane dzidziso yamuri kupawo here kumadzimai nyanya panyaya yekukosha kwakaita kutora nhomba nezvimwewo zvakadaro panyaya ino yecovid-19
aiwa tiri kukurudzira seMDC Alliance inotungamirwa navachamisa ukatarisa sekretari wedu wehealth Dr. Madzorera vanogara vachiburisa zvekutaura kuti aiwa hanzei tinobayiwa nhomba isu semadzimai pese patiri kusangana mumasocial media tiri kutaura kuti aiwa hanzei tinobayiwa nhomba tizvidzivirire kana tikakubata wakabayiwa tine matestimonies evanhu vari kubatwa naichochi chirwere asi vachizorarama zvakanaka nekuti vanenge vazvidzivirira tiri kukurudzirawo zvevanhu kuti aiwa ngatiwe neutano muzimba patiri kupinda mumastreet imomo ngatitarise kuti taita utsanana tasanitaiza tageza maoko kunewo vasina mamaski sebato reMDC Alliance tiri kubatsiridza kuti tipanane zvishoma zvatinowana izvozvo kuti munhu wese ange aine kudzivirirwa nekuti chirwere checovid chauya zvakanyanya kumaruva kwatiri kubva uku tinadzo hama dziri kuparara nedenda irori saka seMDC Alliance tinozvikurudzira zvikuru uye tichibatsiridzana kuti aiwa chinhu ichi ndechemunhu wese nesu ngatibatane tirwise denda irori
ko panyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro tiri kuona vamwe vari kushushikana vachiti zvanyanya kurumbidza kutaurwa aiwa apo tanga tiine hurukuro naamai Linet Karenye Kore vebato reMDC Alliance vachitaura ivo pamusoro pezvirongwa zvavari kuita mukuedza kuti madzimai nyanya vekumaruwa vaende kunobayiwa nhomba dzecovid-19 uyezve kuti vawanikwe ivo vachizvidzivirira kubva kudenda iri recovid-19
avanyiki vahlonitshwa vetu bekhuluma ngokuchiyeneyo okuphathelane necovid-19 nokuvulwa kwezikolo joining us now is Magodonga Mahlango of Women of Zimbabwe Arise whose organization has done a lot in education and in fact, let her tell us all about it. I welcome you to the show, Mahla.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, if you can introduce yourself and what your organization thinks about the school's opening and what's going on now in schools.
I'm Makotwa Mahla from Windows of Arise, like you already said. I'm the project lead for the right to education, which is called Imfundo Yiphala to Education is our heritage. We've done a lot of community awareness in terms of learning under the new normal and then also of the current Education Act and also the prevailing policy education so that education policies so that by rights holders, I mean the children and the parents understand what it is due to them and what is the obligation to educate their children. But surprisingly, the conflicting statement from the minister or the government, if I may say, because on the other hand, we have got the Education Policy Act, Amendment Act 2020, which speaks to free education. But then we had the president appealing to parents to assist. At the same time, when we were on the ground, we realized that parents are really struggling and even to send their children to school with food on their tummy is a normal task to fulfill. And to ask parents to start providing PPEs like sanitizers and other stuff to the school and paying fees for that matter and levy. It's really interpreted by the responsible authority of the government.
Yes, and so far, have you seen what's going on in schools? Do you think those PPEs are enough? Children must And is there any education taking place? Have you seen what's going on now?
What is currently happening right now is that the schools open for the examination classes. They've seen children loitering, there are no teachers in some cases. In some cases, the guests are not here. Teachers are still asking parents to provide healing material. And in some cases, they're saying parents should come and heal because, especially at primary level, they're saying they don't think the learners at their age can manage to heal. And they're asking parents to pay. And as per the circular letter for the fiscal circular letter of number 9 of 2021, that speaks about the opening schools and the pro rata payment system. In some cases, we've noticed that schools are abusing, but they're asking parents to pay for 80 days. And then those are not national classes. And yes, we have not started teaching because some teachers are not at schools. And then the other non-examination classes, we are noticing that they are calculating a 25 days. Yet we know that the circular clearly says that in some grades, some classes will have to attend maybe once or twice a week. So we are not getting that 75 days. Instead of them calculating, which is saying they are calculating in their favor. And then in that case, they are getting parents to pay more for a service that is not rendered. And with the rural teachers, they are more affected because we have noticed that some of teachers, even though they try to go to the local rural bus terminals to go home, to go to their schools, they came back because there were no buses. We realized that the issue of the rural buses being used as the urban transporters now they are conducted under ZUPCO. So these are the challenges that teachers are facing. Already teachers are complaining about their living wage salaries, and then they have to go and not find trouble and come back. That is the worst of resources, and they are ill-equipped even to go to school. The other worrying thing is that you are already talking about the national examination taking place. We are oblivious to the fact that these learners last year they were non-examination classes, so they were not prioritized in terms of teaching. And this year they were only taught for the first term. So what are they going to write? So these are the things that are really worrying us. And the education system in Zimbabwe, we really need to pull our efforts together and our resources together to make sure that we educate our children. Otherwise, this is going to be a lost generation in terms of education.
Yes, so while you are still on English, marvelous. You are on mute.
Give us a bit on how your organization is working with some of these people that are facing these issues.
Yes, I think you were muted. Maybe she didn't get part of your other question.
Maybe you can repeat to her because the audio is on your side.
Okay, say your question. I couldn't get it either.
I was saying that how is the organization working to assist those affected?
Yes, Magodama, if you can.
Yes, our organization, yes, we are, like I said, we have been raising awareness to communities about the policy, and then we are also encouraging parents that the constitution covers the right to education. It gives education as a right, and the Education Amendment, Act 2020, we need parents to refuse to pay to refuse to allow their children to be chased away from school for non-payment because the education is quite clear on that. And the ministry is clear that children should not be chased away from school. The parents should negotiate in planning them to pay school fees. But even though we have that on the ground, we are noticing that children are being chased away and we our they are helping parents to go back to school. But it's okay to go to back to school to mitigate and also put the school heads aware that what they are doing is illegal. But it's also becoming the risk because of COVID-19. It might be allowing people to be going in and out of school when they are not supposed to be in school. So these are the challenges to our case, you know, we are still not being government saying look at the issue of pain. Rather, right now, at this time, especially in context and time, let us go back to the child per capita grant. And the child per capita grant was used to work, and we saw that change when Mr. David sent the call was in the Minister of Education then. It used to help a lot of schools where they could not raise revenue through babies or fees. They are not paid because they could have the big money. But when we were talking about child per capita grant, the schools are able to get a lump sum of money, and when you get a lump of money, you have to buy special materials for learning and teaching in bulk. But right now, they're not doing that because parents paying, they're not paying in numbers, and some parents are the option, and they're going to pay. But by parents, they want to pay. So these are, we're still looking for the capital capital grant to pay while we are progressing going towards the combined or primary. So,
mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Over to you, Star.
Yes, and you also mentioned that there was this grant which used to work when there was Minister David Coulthard of the MDC. But we realized that the government also says it is BEAM. Is this BEAM assisting many children?
Unfortunately, BIM is the most abused fund, and they work time again. Unfortunately, the other thing about the BIM, because of the second assessment module, is not housed within the limits of education, housed under the public sector. So that money for education to the limits of education takes time for allocation, the approval, and the there is also a challenge of corruption within communities because we're health companies where people are being the school is supposed to choose the community that is going to say going to communities and beneficiaries that way corruption. And I think in 2014 and in 2016 the general already came out with a report largely condemning the abuse of the BIM. And when it's the other thing about BIM, when it's allocated, it is delayed in payment. If schools don't need a notary space for the past 2 years. So BIM is not working. It has all gone to the child per capita grant. Why were the times projected? We realized that it's taking.
Yes, you said one of the strategies is that the parents should not pay fees because there are provisions within the constitution that allow for free education. How practical is this? Do you find a unit of purpose here, or some will go ahead and pay, and some pay such that those who don't pay find that their children are no longer learning?
We advise parents that those who can afford pay. But then one challenge that we're seeing is that those with pay now want to pay fine for the same net against those who have not paid. We should deliver that. So we're saying to the school, I support whatever the parents are giving, don't ask children about the issue between parents and the school. Allow children to go and learn. But if parents find out that their children are being
yebo-ke siyabonga. Sesingakhuluma-ke sesizabuyela-ke ukuthi sikhulume ngolimi lwesiNdebele. Ngakho konke ade sikuxoxa lapho ukuthi siyabona ukuthi izikolo zivuliwe njengenhlanganiso-ke elwela ikhankasela kakhulu ezemfundo ukuthi ziqhubeke kuhle inhlelo. Lithini ngalokhu? Besikwe kulungele yini ukuthi zivulwe
izikolo? Izikolo khona bekulungele.
Ukuthi ukhangela ukuthi banza kodwa lalaba abantu abafana ama
information.
Ngiyabonga nge laphana sixoxa ngisingisi uke wathi kulolunye njalo uhlelo eliluqhubayo labanye iziphathamandla zemfundo kwezenye isigaba semathebelele yiluphi uhlelo njalo kuyini elikwenzayo ukuthi likhulumisane nohulumeni ukwenza ukuthi kube nomahluko kwezemfundo
umkhamba sendiya ukuthi umkhamba
kodwa libona ngani uyaphumelela yini umkhankaso wenu lo ukuthi imfundo yilifa lethu education is our heritage kumbe kuzaba yingxoxo kuphela libona ngani akhona amanyathelo uhulumeni azawathatha njalo uzalandela izixwayiso zethu
and the government
I say, Abonga, over to you, marvelous.
We were hearing there from Ms. Magodo Ngamahlangu, who was talking about some of the projects that they are doing in order to sensitize people about their rights, according to paying school fees. At a time where we've seen a lot of schools have been open during this COVID-19 pandemic, but we have our other guests coming in, who's also going to be talking about what they are seeing on the ground regarding the opening of schools and the situation that some of the kids are facing at the moment. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
I was wanting to know what is the organization?
Tisharangu late for Christina, Madam Ombe Mrombo. Organization yedu inonzi izo ni Mubatira Pamwe Trust. Siri mukati mekushanda ni vana parishino tine program. Kuti vana varegedze kuita zvinodhakwa. Uye siri kubatsirana nevabereki vane vana vanga vakutoita zvinodhakwa. Vanga vazhinji vacho vavetove pakukanganisika. Pfungwa vanenge vava kutorwara nepamusaka pekutora zvinodhaka zvikuru sei crystal meth yavanotiyo mutoriro guka kana kuti dombo tiri kutarisana nevari pamazera anotangira iwo kubvira kuprimary chaiko education ma 13 years vakawanda ma 16 18 kusvika kuhigher institute of learning kumayunivhesitis vari kusvika kuma 24, 25, 26 years. Nechimwe chikamu chevanhu vanosvika kuma 30 years. Asi vana vakabatwa zvikuru neguka iroro vavo vari pakati pezvidzidzo zvikuru sei zvekumayunivhesitis. Takatarisana nevabereki vari kutibata vachitaura matambudziko avasangana nawo ekuti vana vari kutadza kuenda kuchikoro. Vana vatadza kuenda kuchikoro nekuti chirwere ichi chirwere chinoudzwa nekutora zvinodhaka zvakaita sana mutoriro chinokanganisa pfungwa. Chinoudza kumwe kutambudzika pamuviri wemwana nepfungwa dzake. Kunomuchinjisa unhu hwake. Zvichireva kuti zvinhu zvakafanana nekuenda kuchikoro zvinenge zvazvine zvinhu zvaasisakwanise kuita. Saka vana vazhinji pakunovhurwa pari kuita zvikoro izvi vachatadza kudzokera vari kudzoka havasakwanisa kuenda. Vamwe vazhinji vatanga tichifonerwa vana vari kufanira kunonyora maexaminations avo vamwe maexaminations efinal chaiyo asi vadaivava vari kutadza kuenda. Ende chanyanya kushata ndechekuti vana ava vanga vari vana vanga vari kuendeswa pamwe zvichida kuzvatara. Ende vanga vari kucherechedzwa vari mukati memhuri vachichengetedzwa asi pari zvino tatarisana nevana vakuzodzi vachinomira vedu
If you can just tell us in English, you said that you're realizing that, you know, some children are not able to go back to school at the moment because some of them have gone into drug use or are abusing drugs, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic. Tell us a little bit about that as schools open this week.
Yes, as schools are opening this season, it's second term, I think, or third term, I'm not quite sure right now. We are faced with a lot of students, especially at the age groups of between, I would say, 18 to 26, 27. Mm-hmm. And again, a small percentage, we go primary, 18, 14, 15, 16. But we are saying the bigger percentage is in higher education universities. That is where we are more affected. We are having students who are dropping out because they can no longer concentrate on education. Mm-hmm. Because what crystal meth does is it destroys someone's brain cells. So it means the person that is doing crystal meth can no longer concentrate on education because of mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
So they are no longer going to go back to school. Parents may try to take them, but it's not going to happen.
Or maybe if you can give us details of how people can get in touch with your organization, because we're running out of time, so that they can be able to understand how they would know if their children were affected by some of these drugs that you talk about and are not able to return to school.
Yes. Parents may see if their children are affected by just noting personality disorders, psychotic disorders, and things like depression, aggression. Those things may indicate drug abuse. We may be contacted at 077-237-9751. That is my number.
Mm-hmm. And your organization's name again?
Mubatsira Public Trust.
Mm-hmm. If you can stay on the line, because time is not on our side, I would like to give our other guests a time to just come in and weigh in, because we have a few minutes left. So please stay on the line.
I will. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're coming back to you, Makodo Ngamahlangu. We heard what our other guest said. Would you say that the issue of, you know, drugs is a big problem, especially in schools in Bulawayo and Matabeleland?
Yes, it is a huge problem. It's one of the issues that we found out when doing the questionnaire on the lockdown through the eyes of learners. And we realized that some of these, even when people came in, they were enforced, they were being enforced by adults, who, and some of them were being banned by adults to buy the drugs for them, and some they were going to go to legal courts, and then you overtake the judges and avoid the next train. And some they got addicted to the drugs while in water, it was really worrying. It really shocked them to the core to realize that the drug is a problem, and even the sexual activeness of the young kids, as young as the 9 years old, thinking about that, all these things we really worried.
Yes, and are we talking of expensive drugs here or just the ones they can access? What types of drugs did you find out were a problem in your survey?
They were talking about the Nyaope, they were talking about something like from the cough mixture, and then we were talking about Imbang and other stuff that they come across. They were just using it. And most of the kids were saying they used it to boredom, and some will suggest that they were exposed to too much violence, to water points, and to home, domestic violence, and then to step from that, they will just use it.
Yes, sir. That's
some were saying that they are suppliers. So some of them were saying that they are suppliers, like in Dumbani and for Poma, they are non drug dealers, but supply these drugs.
Yes, that's an important observation. Marvelous. I don't know how much time we have. If you could say that in a minute,
we still got 5 minutes. So
yes.
Let me get the lady from Zimbabwe to just round off in 30 seconds. Then we'll let Amai Mahlangu come in so that she can round us off because she has the bigger picture of the education and the survey. Murombo motipa mazwenye kupedzisira nekuti chirongwa chedu chakupera kuti vanhu vanokuwana ikupi uye vangazive sei kuti mwana anenge abatwa akutora zvinodhaka.
Tinowanikwa tiri muno muHarare, phone dzangu 0772379751. Unogona kuziva kuti mwana ari kutora zvinodhaka nehunhu waanenge achitiratidza. Kazhinji kacho havarari, havadyi zvakanaka. Uye maitiro avo nehunhu hwavo anenge atopesana natinotarisira kuvanhu. Vamwe vanenge vanyanya kusvika zvinodhaka ikwenguva refu vanenge vaakutokanganisika pfungwa zvokuti vanenge vava vanhu vane hasha vanoda zvekurwa, vanoda kutukana, uye vanotanga kupa zvinhu zveipamba kuti vakwanise kunotenga madrugs aya avanenge vachishandisa. Ndoka kuona kwaunoita kuti vana ava havasisiri chii kwazvo. Vanoita vatinda pachingu mamood disorders, vanoita kana depressioni.
Aywa, thank you so much, Star. I think we can now go over to my Mahlangu to just read
us off. Yes, marvelous. As you know, they say they have this report locked down through the eyes of learners, where they found out most of these problems. Yebo, ke ungasichazisela ke nkosazana Mahlangu ukuthi izidakamizwa kwini la kufika ngazo kubulawayo la emathebeleleni njalo yizimpi. Gonke nje ukuthi uhamba nje namafeature.
Yes, izidakamizwa sisatholayo ucwaningo losathola ukuthi khona kulokuthi bathaba kulo muntu oyicognisaba abahlanganisayo enkohlibizo lao esothola ukuthi khona kulo nyawobe kuse kuthiwa enyisi kuse okunye kuthiwa imbange ngokwazo okunye nje bahlanganisa lapha lapha okunye bathi abakwazi ngoba bobulawa babethi abakwazi kuya kuyini ngoba uNtumbane ngempophoma kulaba athengisa amabhanzi lawo aeaketaaniza le badle ba-3 hours and bade khuluma ngokuthi khona wayeabecabanga ukuthi bathona abanye ukuthi bebalekele ukudlakela ebijini yabekudliwa kakhulukazi so benxabedakeke lamahlaku lawo bebanabayathethe babezalo endaweni zokukhamani kumabhol kuma-water point kuzodlakela kana kule nkulumo kule mhlaba lokuthiwa ongalimananga bona esebethole ukuthi balokhu emakhaya kakhulukazi balokhuna ukuthi bahambe bayateketa ekuteketa ndikhona ngale hhayi akula mthetho kwakhona bazitholela nje amadrugs bazisebenzise and then abanye esethola khona ukuthi khona vele esigabeni akhona ayathengiswa khona ngamadrugs abalimazihle abayamadana amadrugs nala.
As much as we'd like to hear a lot, but unfortunately, just a second, if she could give us contact numbers for people that want to follow her report, then we have to be out of
it. Okay, Mary, if you want to go to the website, I think Mary, if you want to go to the website, I'm going to go to the website.
Yes, I thank you to Makotonga Mahlangu of Women of Zimbabwe Arise, whose organization has done so much and published so much on education and children. Ulivalelisa yoke yimi uSthandekile Mhlanga ngikho lapha eWashington, D.C.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga, and we are saying at a very good night. Bye-bye.